I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne, host of Bullseye, inviting you to a live taping of my show with my pal, actor, and comedian Paul Scheer. It's June 13th at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, it's quiet at UCLA. It was not overnight. We have a full report on what happened when counter-protesters attacked the pro-Palestinian camp on campus and what's ahead. LA's correspondent Frank Stoltz will join us from the UCLA campus. He's been talking with students. And we got a bit of a shake this afternoon, a magnitude 4.1 earthquake in the Santa Ana Mountains of Orange County. It's Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. It's a quiet afternoon on the UCLA campus. Overnight, it was noisy and violent as counter-protesters began lobbing lit fireworks into a camp in front of Royce Hall filled with pro-Palestinian protesters. Fights broke out. UCLA sociology major Tai Min was in the protest camp last night, and she says it was scary.
Hundreds of people just descended on our encampment. Until now, it's been, you know, in the dozens or even just like a few at a time. This was like a mob of people who descended on the encampment with weapons.
Campus police and LAPD officers were nearby, but students in the camp say they waited too long to intervene. Once they did, they restored order, and they remain on campus. We have no reports of arrests. Students are still in the camp, but a faculty member says at least five were taken to the emergency room for injuries in last night's violence. UCLA canceled classes today. LA's correspondent Frank Stoltz is at UCLA. He joins us now, and Frank, what is the scene like now at UCLA?
Well, if you're at all familiar with UCLA, you know that Royce Hall is the iconic building. And it is outside of Royce Hall where there are about 300 tents with hundreds of students in the encampment. And it is surrounded by metal barriers and plywood. And below it are what's known as the Jan's Steps, just to the west of it. And there are hundreds of other students with signs supporting Palestine, supporting the Palestinians who are here to also support their fellow students. And it is mostly students out here. Right now, there's a news conference going on with some of the student leaders from the encampment. They said last night was a horror, that they were attacked by supporters of Israel, that it was unprovoked, that there were a number of injuries. Some folks went to the emergency room, and they're denouncing the university for, in their words, failing to protect the encampment last night.
And Frank, I understand that the students who were in the camp had a sense that trouble might come from the counter-protesters and that they actually called for help. What do you know about that?
Well, we know that there had been counter-protesters from time to time in the days preceding this. By the way, you can hear the clapping in the background. That's for the students who just spoke to the news media and other supporters here. So they knew in the days before that there were groups out there who were looking to stir up trouble. And they had word that there might be an escalation last night. Boy, that's what they got. It was somewhere late in the evening, early morning hours, when, as you heard from the one witness that you just played, that folks were pepper sprayed, bear sprayed. Fireworks were fired at point-blank range into the encampment. Sticks were used to hit people. And what the students are saying is they were merely defending themselves, that they were defending the camp, that they did not initiate anything. Now, of course, Nick, I've got to issue a caveat. We have not heard from the people who were involved in this from the other side, the pro-Israel people. So they may have another story. But the story we're hearing over and over again here is that last night was a terrible and terrifying night for the pro-Palestinian supporters here.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Thanks, Nick.
Bel-Air's correspondent Frank Stoltz. The Jewish Federation of Los Angeles called the actions of the counter-protesters abhorrent. It says in a statement, they do not represent the Jewish community or our values. The Federation also blasted UCLA Chancellor Gene Block for failed leadership. When we come back, more on the UCLA protest and last night's trouble.
I'm Christina Cotterucci, and this season on Slow Burn.
It's called Proposition 6.
The Briggs Initiative.
John Briggs is going to fire every gay and lesbian school teacher in California.
With so much at stake, young people became activists.
We can't let this happen in California.
And activists became leaders.
My name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to recruit you.
Slow Burn, Season 9, Gays Against Briggs. Out now, wherever you listen.
I'm Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye, inviting you to a taping of my show with my pal, actor, comedian, podcaster, memoirist, Paul Scheer. Hey, Paul.
That's me. Hey, Jesse. I am so excited to join you to talk about my brand new book, Joyful Recollections of Trauma.
We're going
to
have a great time at the Crawford on June 13th. Come on out. Get tickets now. LAist.com/events.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. More than 200 UCLA faculty members have signed a letter that calls on UCLA Chancellor Block to allow the pro-Palestinian protesters to continue their camp on the campus. They also want the university to stop police from taking action against the student protesters. UCLA Gender Studies professor Nancy Mithlow says she's disappointed in how the university has handled the protests.
They refused to protect our students that were engaging in civil disobedience, were engaging in their right to free speech, that were doing actually what we want them to do here.
University of California President Michael Drake has ordered an investigation into how UCLA responded to the violence on campus overnight. Now to another University of California story, but this time about the entire UC system. The university is at odds with state lawmakers over a plan to open campus jobs to undocumented students. That story now from LA's correspondent Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
Tensions between the two aren't new. Maybe you remember how California Governor Jerry Brown and UC President Janet Napolitano faced off publicly a decade ago over tuition hikes and university funding. Assemblymember David Alvarez says that's not his style.
I don't operate in a world of threats. We're all in public service to do right by our community and constituents.
Last month, Alvarez authored a bill that would urge UC to let undocumented students have campus jobs. Current UC President Michael Drake has said doing so could threaten the university system's federal funding. I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
The new FAFSA, the Federal Application for Student Financial Aid, has had lots of glitches. LAist reporter Julia Baraja says some students have just given up and didn't apply for college money.
To make sure students get the money they need to pay for college, the U.S. Department of Ed has focused a completion campaign on states with the largest submission gaps, including California. Los Angeles Unified Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said on Tuesday about 70% of the district students have submitted their applications. That's down from 86% last year. He said the district offers help during and after school and on weekends.
LAist reporter Julia Barajas, the U.S. Department of Education, says students who complete their FAFSA today can expect their records to be sent to colleges within 3 days. Well, I felt it in Orange County just before 2 this afternoon. Of course, I should have. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake centered in the Santa Ana Mountains in Orange County, just west of the border with Riverside County. Maybe you felt it too. Shook for just a few seconds. No reports of damage. It was the strongest earthquake in the U.S., but not in the world. Chile, Croatia, China, the South Shetland Islands above Antarctica. They and a few other places all had bigger earthquakes. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. We say it all the time, but we mean it. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. So please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
On Inheriting, Victoria Uch grew up in a large Cambodian community in Long Beach, California. When she visits her local Buddhist temple, she's reminded of a brutal past.
Everyone here is a survivor of the genocide.
Memories of life under the Khmer Rouge still haunt her dad.
When you suffer this kind of thing, hunger is not the worst.
But how does his past affect Victoria's present? Listen to Inheriting from LAist Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.